William McKinley got his ticket punched. He's leaving the square in Arcata. The 25th president died from an assassin's bullet in 1901. That's what put Teddy Roosevelt in the White House. And a few years after McKinley died, an admirer of his paid for the installation of a statue on the square in Arcata. The statue has been the object of scorn and derision for decades now, and the mounting displeasure with the statue led to a city council vote to remove it a few weeks ago. The statue is leaving, and so is a plaque on a nearby building that was also a focus of criticism. Two guests join us. Chris Peters is with the Seventh Generation Fund in the Arcata area. Thanks for joining us today.
Good. Thank you.
And Susan Arnelis is with us as well. She is an Arcata City Council member. Susan, good to have you back.
Hi, Jeff.
So the statue is clear. It's a statue of William McKinley, the 25th president. What is the story on the plaque nearby on the Jacoby Storehouse?
Well, the plaque has been officially removed. And thanks to the owner of the Jacoby Storehouse facility now, and he instigated the removal. It's been always an interesting relationship there, but he didn't like it and wanted it out and agreed with us pretty well. Now, the intro here talks about the city council's vote to remove the statue. Mm. There's a meeting tonight because Susan and other people on the council want to overturn that vote.
No, Chris, that was never said. And if anything, the press has been absolutely wrong in that representation. I never proposed to rescind my vote.
All right,
I distinctly said I am not proposing to rescind my vote.
Okay, didn't realize.
Why is the meeting?
How that's been misunderstood is up to the press.
Okay, so Susan Arnelis, lay it out. What you did vote in favor of the removal of the statue and the plaque at the meeting back on the 21st of February?
Yes, I did, and it really was an educational journey for me. Because, you know, there has been, as you said, the statue has been sort of put down for years and years. And I was, at first, when people wanted to take it off, I thought it was kind of a request du jour, really. But I just started studying it and really reading about it. And this is the first time of McKinley's removal effort that the Native Wiat people spoke up. And they voted unanimously. Their leadership voted unanimously to have him removed. And in finding, and it takes a little while to research. Native American history is not always the first thing you come across. But after researching it, I felt yes.
What's up? Susan, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, you're here.
So I felt yes, he symbolizes a manifest destiny, definitely had effect on the local Native American people. And so I agreed that he should be removed.
Then why is the meeting tonight, Susan? The meeting tonight is to invite the non-Native community, the white supremacy in Arcata, to an open forum to re-debate the issue of the statue.
Hang on. Before we get to the answer to that question, Chris, why don't you just lay out for us what the Seventh Generation Fund is and what your interest in this is?
Yeah, well, the Seventh Generation Fund, we're a philanthropic organization. We raise money and re-grant it to Native communities throughout the United States and internationally. And we're connected here locally. I'm a Yurok Kadruk tribal member and have been a part of this community for all my life.
And so describe for us, before we get too far into the weeds of what the next steps are, what the major objection is to the McKinley statue and the Jacoby Storehouse plaque.
Well, I think all we need to do is look at the impacts of McKinley's decision to implement what is referred to as the General Allotment Act. The local impact here is a substantial, maybe 70% of Yurok tribal land was moved from Yurok ownership and into white, primarily logging companies, because there was redwood trees there. And we lost substantial portions of it, largely at the instigation of McKinley. This is a gold rush area. The Kadruk tribe, immediately north of us, had gold. They were never allocated any land at all. And, and I think all of that kind of talks to the impacts of settler colonialism and white supremacy here in Northern California. It is only now that we are freed enough to allow our philosophers or religious leaders or spiritual leaders to voice an opinion. Before this, there were laws by the United States and laws locally to prevent that. So what is happening now is that Native people are exercising self-determination. And I disagree. The Wiat tribe has always maintained a steady standing that the statue issue has had an impact on the tribe and certainly wanted to remove. Most of the area that we're talking about is homelands to the Wiat people,
all right,
literally taken by force.
Okay, well, I wanted to get some background from Susan as well, because Susan Ornelas, you've lived in Arcata for more than 30 years and been on the council for 10. Has this always been an issue, the McKinley statue and the Jacoby Storehouse plaque?
I've lived in Humboldt for 40-something years. And, yeah, the thing is the plaque, more recently people really read it and went, well, that's pretty dang racist. But the statue has been something that, in some ways, a lot of people just didn't have any depth of feeling about it at all. There was a playfulness about it. People dressed it up as a lumberjack. People dressed it up as Santa. People, you know, it was taken kind of a little bit as a joke, mm-hmm. and a little bit as a playful figure. People didn't really know what it went to. With all this discussion that's been going on, there's been a lot of research, at least for myself, and I believe in the general community, of people learning a lot more about the plaque. People thought the plaque landed here by mistake on its way to McKinleyville, and that's just not true at all. But, and Chris might be right that the Wiats have always had a stance. I just have never heard it. And this year, and last year, I was mayor of Arcata, and I requested a thought from the Wiat Tribal Council, and this year they came back unanimously. So he may be right that they've always had that, but like I said, I just didn't understand that.
All right, we're talking about the...
And now I do. And so should I describe a little of... Our meeting is just a regular council meeting tonight.
All right. Let me just remind our listeners what we're talking about here they're just tuning in. We're talking about the McKinley statue on the square in Arcata and the Jacoby Storehouse plaque, both of which are considered detrimental to Native Americans in the area. And the council has already voted to remove the statue. We're talking to Susan Ornelas, who's an Arcata City Council member, and as you've heard, has been on the council for 10 years and has been mayor a few times as well. Chris Peters is with us. He's a Yurok tribal member and one of the leaders of the Seventh Generation Fund. You can join the conversation on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So, regular council meeting tonight, Susan?
Yeah, it's a regular council meeting. It's a regular council meeting night. It has been moved over to the community center because of an anticipated larger crowd, and we wanted to make sure that there was room for everybody. So it is on the council to discuss an idea I put forward, and the council has not discussed this at all. So there's been absolutely zero decisions made about this as far as the council is concerned. So we still stand what we voted previously, and no one has proposed that we rescind that vote.
And so it was 4-1 to remove the statue from the square.
The vote to remove the statue from the square. Yeah, that was a vote that was made a couple weeks ago, and no one's proposed to rescind that.
Okay.
And keep in mind, the city of Arcata, the council has the authority to remove that statue. They don't have to put it out to vote. They don't have to, and the vote is an advisory vote.
Okay.
You know, they have the power to do it. They made the decision. The power has already been implemented. I don't know why they're inviting a huge number of people in now to voice opposition.
So you're saying you don't want any further steps? It should have ended with that vote on the 21st,
Definitely.
Chris? All right.
I think the opposition had planned. This is an issue that's been going on for a considerable length of time, and there were several meetings established to receive input.
Okay, so now let's hear Susan's idea.
Well, okay, it's come to note that the McKinley statue has been on that plaza for 112 years, and it was a commissioned piece of sculpture gifted to the citizens of Arcata. So there's that. It's another part of the history of it. It's done by a fairly well-known sculptor from San Francisco, actually originally Armenian, Haig Patagan. So we have to do an environmental impact report because we have to look at the effect on the historic nature of this statue. Mm-hmm. So what I invited people to do, I started realizing as I was going around town, people felt frustrated that they didn't get to have a say. It's been such a huge issue in our region for, as I said, 40-something years that I've been around here. People felt like, wait, I want to have a say. And we didn't, when we voted to remove him from the plaza, we didn't vote to put him anywhere.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I noticed that there was no decision about where the McKinley statue would go.
No, but that should come out as part of an environmental impact report. So what I proposed is maybe we could engage, well, partly I thought we should engage the community in an education effort for the next few months. Mm-hmm. And there's multiple levels of that, something through the Main Street program. They have a My Favorite Lecture. We're talking about having conversations on the plaza, community conversations, writing my words. Just let people really come to understand the information that the council has been through in the last 9 months. Because like I said, learning about that changed my point of view. And then we thought about having a vote of some sense of kind of a checklist of different places of where the plaza could go. Now,
can,
I did put in this.
Can you read the checklist to our audience here? Because that's very telling, yes.
Okay, and this is just this was just a first stab at a checklist that I put out. Okay. Again, it's not been discussed by the rest of the council or been vetted or anything. This was a draft thought I put out.
Mm-hmm.
So the Arcata's Vets Hall, which is just up the street,
mm-hmm.
and McKinley was a celebrated veteran of the Civil War. So
so Vets Hall.
That was a thought. Okay. And then there's an art museum in Oakland that has a lot of Haig Patigan's work.
Okay.
So that was a thought. Thought about a corner of the plaza, because partly in some of the research that I've done, he was not supposed to be in the center of the plaza to begin with. The Plaza Beautification Committee in 1906 didn't think he should be there. It was the artist's thought that he should be in the center. So there's that. There's the Phillips House, which is a historic house on 7th and Union. So mm-hmm. I thought maybe that could be up there. Then I put the plaza center. And that's, in a sense, to address the fact that there's always no project alternative of an environmental impact report.
Sure.
But the thing is that I want to point out is an environmental impact report does not take away the agency's ultimate discretion on the project. We've already said what we believe, what we think is the right thing to do. So there's a part of me that felt like after some education efforts, allowing people a feeling that they're involved with this effort, I think it's important for the citizens of Arcata, and that's what I was trying to get to. I understand it seems really frustrating to people who just got through this vote that we did a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I felt like, let's just take some patience. I actually came across a really interesting quote.
Hang on just a moment. Before you get to that, I want to ask Chris Peters about,
sure.
Chris, where do you want it to go?
We want it definitely off the plaza, completely.
All right, so gone from the plaza completely.
And then any
destination in mind?
You know, I think if the vets take them, that would be great, or mm-hmm. wherever. You know, that's not our concern. Our concern is that it stands there as a continued reminder of the desecration of indigenous peoples in the Pacific. I mean, everybody over 14 was ordered by McKinley to be killed. And that was executed. That happened. You know, the taking of the land for the United States happened already. You know, so that's a constant reminder. The statue stands as a subliminal security blanket for white supremacy. As long as the statue's there, they're comfortable in asserting their position.
Right. So,
I mean,
the other concern is that the letter that NAACP just sent to the city council objecting to the lone council member's disbursement of a communication that incited non-native white supremacy to begin reacting. And that is dangerous. Dangerous to people of color.
Are you talking about Susan?
No, we're talking about...
All right.
His name slips me right now.
All right. So let me be. We only have about 2 minutes left here, and I want to make sure we get a few more corners covered here. First of all, the EIR, the Environmental Impact Report you talk about, Susan, is this required under the California Environmental Quality Act?
I believe it is, because the statue's been there for longer than 50 years, and it's written up in our general plan as a historic context of the plaza.
Ah, okay. So the movement of anything historical requires that. Okay. And you said you had a quote you were digging for there.
Well, this just came across This is a quote actually from a Native American, a Ponca chief, a White Eagle. He said, when you're in doubt, be still and wait. When doubt no longer exists for you, then go forward in courage. So long as mists envelope you, be still until sunlight pours through and dispels the mists. Then act with courage. And how that applies to this is I feel that the city council had doubt, and then the doubt lifted and we acted in courage. I think now that what I see is our city is in doubt. Our city doesn't know why we made this decision. Our city is confused and frustrated, and they want to be involved. And so I felt that we should embrace this as a community. Let this be a deep, rich moment of learning, and let's study this issue. Let's learn about it. And Chris, if I can say, trying to speak in words that people can hear as well as possible, I would encourage you. You know, calling people white supremacists just kind of shuts people down. It's just my sense of that. But I just felt like we have an opportunity here now to really learn. I mean, when people say if we're going to remove the McKinley statue or taking history away, I think this is an opportunity to understand history and bring it forward.
All right. So, Susan, are you trying to get a public vote of some kind?
It's an advisory vote.
Okay. So you are.
And that's, you know, and in a sense, it could lead us, it could help make our environmental impact report stronger. I don't know if it'll satisfy people's desire to really have a vote, but we have checked with the county, and we can't have a multiple choice kind of vote. Mm-hmm. So we won't be doing that on the actual ballot.
Right. Okay.
But I was just looking for a way to have an effort in the community to educate people, to bring this subject forward, and help people understand why the council, in a 4-1 vote, voted to rescind, to take him off the plaza.
All right. And Chris Peters, you don't want to have any kind of vote, I'm guessing. You think
absolutely not. I think, you know, we need to look to the future. What do we want the city of Arcata to represent? You know, and up to this point, there is a conservative move in the city. To put it out to vote really jeopardizes it. That conservative community had an opportunity to have input into it. They elected not to do that.
All right. We have not heard the last of the McKinley statue, obviously, in Arcata. The vote from the council on February 21st was 4-1 to remove it. The plaque is already gone. And we'll be talking more about the McKinley statue down the road.
Chris Peters, people to show up tonight.
All right, tonight at the council meeting. Chris Peters, Seventh Generation Fund, thank you. Okay, Susan Ornelas, Arcata City Council, good to talk to you again.